Well, it's Luca Bandu here, another boo from me. Just ending a New Ventures weekend full of people who want to start Buddhist right livelihood projects within the Truyana Buddhist community. I'm with Gareth, who's one of the participants. Hey Gareth, what are your thoughts as we end this weekend?
What are my thoughts indeed? I think it's probably a mix of thoughts and feelings, but I think the New Ventures initiative is just very, very good on many, many fronts. It's lovely just to see people coming together, networking with each other, sort of knowing that they're not alone in their endeavours. It's lovely to see people taking initiatives themselves, and these initiatives are very obviously grounded in, rooted in, and inspired by the Dharma. People are very sincere, very genuine about their Dharmic aspirations, and really just taking initiative themselves and trying to get something new going, trying to take a next step. And I also feel there's something very almost alchemical about people coming together, talking about ideas. Just the mere fact of people coming together, starting to form little shoots of friendship, kicking ideas around, invariably, certainly in my experience the past two of these weekends, something, everyone goes away with something new, and something new comes about. I also think it's something, maybe in terms of Truyana especially, maybe whose time has come. I feel Truyana is now maybe sufficiently mature and sufficiently established in terms of the Dharma, in terms of its teachings, in terms of practice, in terms of friendships as well, which is founded on. And maybe now our next step is to start taking steps into the area of right livelihood, which I think is certainly a very crucial area, and a crucial area to be tackled if people are to be able to interface with the world and also stay rooted and inspired by the Dharma. It just feels something whose ideas, as time has come, and it's very, very good to see the New Ventures initiative happening and just seeing the effect that it's had up to now. Sadhu to everyone.
Thank you. Hey, thanks Gareth. I totally second all that. You probably can't see us if you are listening to this, but there's 25 people here, whole range of ideas between them. There's people wanting to start care projects, start charity shops, start computer programming coolers, start social projects, start a gardening business, fundraisers, people looking to expand their Buddhist centre, all kinds of stuff. And the theme of this weekend, very important one, has been work as practice. How you can make your work, your day-to-day, boring old, regular work, a practice. Maybe on your own, but particularly as part of a team. Because one of Truyana's great unique qualities is what we call team-based right livelihood. So a lot of little teams here, proto-teams and real-life teams, just looking for input into how to make their work a spiritual practice. If you want pointers or even join the group, just go on thebuddhacentre.com and search for New Ventures. You should find a group there full of all kinds of people with New Ventures in mind. Next weekend coming up for these same people is in December, where we're going to look at money. A lot to say about money, especially if you're into business. There's the psychology of money. Do you really want lots of money in your life? Are you afraid of money? There's the practicalities of money, adding it all up. What's the bottom line? There's the networking of money. How can you put money and entrepreneurs together? Anyway, that's our next weekend in December. This is Luca Bandu signing out of the November weekend. Work as practice, Truyana New Ventures. Bye for now.